I've been up since before quartering time, all right. It didn't even half past quartering time yet.
You know, used to, the wife used to bring you out to lunch, you know, sometimes, along about middle forenoon or middle afternoon.
That's what they call quartering time, huh?
Stop. Eat lunch, you know.
That's a good German custom, yeah. I guess they eat about 5 meals a day, don't they?
Germans always have their lunch, morning meeting.
Oh boy, I don't know, I think I like that.
And now you think mules are not smart though. Now you take, we had a bell out there on the farm. And mother would ring that bell, you know, at about 11:30 so that we'd know when it was dinner time. Well, lots of times along with the machinery, you know, and, making noise and stuff, you wouldn't hear it. Mm-hmm. Now, we had a mare mule. Now, she never missed it. You'd hear her go, wah, 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 wah. And when you got back the other end of the field, you just try to turn her around and go back to the field again. She knew when that bell rang that the end of that ground they was going, we were going home.
All those mules are smart animals, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
I rode one summer for the Forest Service. And I had a mule. That crazy beast. Every time she saw two trees close enough to get together to knock me off, she tried to go through them. I think I spent half the summer with my feet up in the stirrups over her ears.
Yeah, they're smart.
What did you call to the cows when they were out in the pasture if you wanted to get them to come in?
Oh, this usually just go out and holler, come bossy, come bossy, come bossy. And you whistle the horse, you know. And go wooey, wooey, wooey to the pigs.
What would you tell your cow to get her to stand still when you wanted to milk her?
So. So was it, so was
it. And if you want to get the calves in?
Well, the best way to get your calves in would just be rattle the milk bucket that they was going to get some.
Well, he told me he used to take a big iron spoon and bang the bucket on the bottom.
Yeah.
Well, I see it's 4:00. Should I stop now?
Yeah, I think better, man.
All right.
They've had a lot of it all around the country. Our lakes are full, run over.
Did I ask you
the Arkansas River, they've kept it out of Dixie Hill so far, but see, they were sitting on what that big high road down through, there's a bridge there, and they go to work and sandbank that bridge to keep it from backing up. Uh-huh. Now this time they had to use the pumps because you see we had some big much rain in here, it went running into the back. Uh-huh. Well, they've got to pump it. Big pump that they run down there, and then they send a couple of fire trucks down there to keep this surface water pumped over. See. Mm-hmm.
Does that hurt the fire trucks' pumps at all?
Oh, no.
Run that silt through it?
No, they put a screen on them.
Did I ask you what you called to the horses to get them to turn left?
No, I don't think you did. You want to say haul.
That's go to the left.
G to the right.
G is to the right. Use these terms to anything but horses.
No, that's just horses. When you're cultivating corn, you've got something, you know, when you used to have your old walking plow, as you had your hands, you know, mm-hmm. Had the lines up over your shoulder. Right? You'd holler G and haul to
a wet shirt on your back.
Yeah.
What did you call your horses to get them in from pasture?
Well, I always whistled them.
If you wanted them to start, what did you say to them?
Just get out.
And if they were moving and you wanted them to go longer or go faster?